It's coming up to 18 minutes now before 7 o'clock, and drivers who break the rules under the graduated licensing program here on PEI face a lot more than just fines and temporary suspensions. Police and legal experts say they could see their insurance rates skyrocket. That's if you can get insurance in the first place. It's all part of the reason why the RCMP sent out a message last week reminding graduated license rules are the law. They're not just guidelines. The RCMP media officer, Sergeant Andrew Blackadar, says a growing number of new drivers and their parents don't realize this until it's too late.
Well, in some instances, the parents maybe are aware that their child got a ticket, but don't realize there are insurance ramifications. And they're finding that insurance bills are coming in the $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 range. When they get on the graduated system, they, for the most part, pay more insurance anyway. But if there's an infraction under the graduated system or there's something on the driver's abstract, they'll find that insurance costs double or triple.
And are we talking about one ticket?
One ticket itself can affect somebody. In fact, just for all the drivers, a speeding ticket can affect your insurance. Any moving violation can affect your insurance. And that's when the insurance company will decide whether they're going to insure you or not, A, and B, at what cost they're going to insure you.
What are you hearing most commonly is happening with infractions under graduated licensing?
The big one is having too many non-family members in the car. People not wearing their seatbelts is another big one. And it is the driver's responsibility to ensure that everybody under the age of 16 is buckled up in the car. The other thing is we're finding a lot of people are out past their curfew. A lot of people are taking their graduated decals off the car. They're driving vehicles without graduated decals.
And how would you find out something like that? How would you discover that had been the case?
Well, it may be a case where we stop a vehicle driving in excess of the speed limit or something as simple as a burnt-out headlight. Check the license and we find out that it is a graduated driver, and then we notice there are four or five people in the car. They're non-family related members. And I have heard a lot of people say, if we get stopped by the police, then you're my sister, you're my brother. That we can check very quickly by asking for identification from the other people, and they have to produce that identification to us.
And if they falsified, what then?
Then that could lead to criminal charges for misleading the police. A lot of them don't take these rules seriously. They see them as guidelines, they see them as suggestions, but we are seeing that there are ramifications. Things are happening throughout the province. Parents are being hit with big bills. At that point, the parents may say, I can't afford to insure you anymore, and then their child won't drive at all. Larger than that is all these young people want summer jobs, but with those black marks on your driving record, that may prohibit you from getting a job.
And how long do those black marks last?
Once you get that black mark, I guess, on your driving abstract, it doesn't mean it's there forever in terms of affecting you. You do have to demonstrate to the province, you have to demonstrate to the insurance company that you have changed your driving habits. So people who have received fines have a way of getting out of it. It's going to take some time, but they are going to have to live with that before the insurance companies decide to lower their rates.
Thanks for speaking with me.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sergeant Andrew Blackadar speaks for the RCMP here on PEI. Pamela Large-Moran says in other provinces there have even been more serious ramifications than higher insurance costs. She's a Charlottetown-based personal injury lawyer who practices in both Atlantic Canada and Ontario.
What we're seeing now is case law developing out of Ontario where teenagers with graduated licenses are breaching the conditions, and when there's a motor vehicle accident, the insurance company refuses to provide insurance coverage.
They can do that?
Well, there's a fairly recent case out of Ontario, and it's actually interesting, and it's, I think, important for parents to know. The condition he breached was he didn't have a qualified driver sitting next to him. He was involved in an accident. There was a fatality. The insurance company refused to provide coverage. The father, you know, who it was his vehicle and he had given his son permission to drive, he then turned around and sued the insurance company for insurance coverage. And the court held that the insurance company could deny coverage. And really, there's a lot of talk in the decision where the court, you know, says the father had to take more reasonable steps and do his due diligence to ensure that his son, who he was giving permission to operate his motor vehicle, you know, was not going to breach the conditions of the license.
And in that instance, what was the dollar figure?
In that one, it doesn't say. It's the liability for the fatality for the person that was killed. And I think there was a passenger that was injured as well. So, you know, that father could be on the hook for their damages, which could be very significant. There is another case in Ontario as well in the past few years, and that was a property damage case. And that involved an 18-year-old driver who breached the condition by having more passengers in the vehicle than there were seatbelts for. The girl was involved in an accident. It was her father's vehicle. and it was a leased vehicle. The vehicle was written off, so it was something like $25,000 property damage. The father's insurance company paid out the property damage to the leasing company, but then went after the graduated driver for that $25,000 and was successful.
And so the family had to pay that money.
That's correct.
How many parents do you think know this?
Well, you know, I'm a lawyer, but I'm also the mother of a graduated licensed driver. And what I've certainly seen, and caught my son doing it once, having more than the, you know, required number of passengers, that is a breach of the condition. And I've been trying to personally tell my friends and as many parents as I can, be very diligent with your graduated driver teenagers, that they're not breaching the conditions, because it can have serious repercussions for the parents.
When you talk to your son about this, what did he say? How did you get the message across?
You know, I really had to hit home to him the seriousness of it. But, you know, there's a lot of peer pressure out there, and if other graduated drivers are driving with more than one friend in the vehicle, it's hard, you know, for them to say, no, I can only take one, when the other friends aren't doing that. So, you know, they have to realize the seriousness of it. Parents as well have to realize their part in it. You know, in that case in Ontario, I mean, it was very surprising to me how hard the court came down on the parent there, you know, to basically make sure that he had the full discussion with his son, who was going to be in the vehicle with him, you know, going through the conditions. And, you know, it's really public awareness, education of both the graduated drivers and the parents.
Thanks so much for dropping by.
My pleasure.
That's Pam Large-Moran, who practices personal injury law in Atlantic Canada and in Ontario. Police across Prince Edward Island laid 56 violations under the graduated licensing program last year. Almost 6,500 drivers were driving under that program in 2011. Right now, drivers are only given a suspension if they're not using seatbelts or they're driving under the influence. Jeff Cook would like to see an automatic driving suspension if any of the rules are broken. He's the president of the Cook Insurance Group. He doesn't understand why violators are shocked when they see their insurance rates going up.
Tried to bring rates down for young drivers, the companies took the opposite route and applied discounts and said, look, we will consider you good until you have a ticket. Then they're going to penalize you.
And when you see a graduated driver break a rule like have too many kids in the car, they're not wearing seat belts, what does it tell you as an insurer?
Well, you know, it's very disappointing, because the whole concept is we're really more concerned about saving the lives of the kids. I mean, as parents and as governments and as police officer, whoever's in control, it's up to us to make sure that these people at that age are protected. These are why these programs are put in place. If we don't have enough meat behind what happens, they're going to continue to do it. You know, I mean, I think that if a person has a step graduating license and they were caught violating it, suspend them for 3 months. We have to send a strong message that it will not be tolerated. No different than drinking and driving.
In Ontario, there have been a couple of cases that an insurance company has chosen not to cover the loss because it was a graduated driver's license rule that was broken. Have we ever seen that here in PEI?
Not to date. You know, again, it comes down to a contractual agreement. When the parents and the child signs the application, they're saying this is what's going to happen. If they do not do as what, you know, the law so says, well, you in theory could face a void policy. It's got to be pretty serious for the company to do that, because, you know, there's a lot of court costs. But again, some companies could. I haven't seen it here yet.
And what do you think parents should be doing that they're not doing?
Well, you know, and unfortunately, in today's world, we're all busy. You know, we hear kids go ahead and take the car, but not thinking about the ramifications. You know, we really got to think that back when I was that age, there wasn't that many people on driving. Actually, we weren't lucky even to get a car. Nowadays, anybody turns 17 seems to get in their own car. It's just a shift in society. But, you know, the parents, we have to stand up and say, no, you must follow the rules. And if they don't, there's got to be severe enough penalties back to the young driver that made that decision. You couldn't use good enough judgment to say that, you know, I'm sorry, can't get in my car, then there should be penalties. It was on the news the other day with a little person there was at high school. Says, well, you know, I didn't want to, but I felt pressured, so I let them in. Well, it tells me there's not enough severe penalties for that person to say no.
When someone gets a black mark on their record by violating graduated licensing rules, how long do you as an insurance company consider that with the rate setting?
Well, every company will look at things differently. On the norm, it could be 3 years.
That you'll be paying higher costs.
Yeah, especially because we're talking about young drivers. So, you know, I'm talking to a person who's been driving for a long time. They get a speeding ticket. Their insurance is not impacted the way the insurance is impacted on a young driver just getting their license.
Because the younger driver, the less experienced driver, is at greater risk.
And that's what the statistics show. They don't have the experience. You know, when there's a whole bunch of people in the car, lots of noise, distractions, it happens. And it just happens and happens. Everybody says, never going to happen to me. Till you wake up someday and it does.
I appreciate you taking the time with us.
No problem.
That is Jeff Cook, the president of the Cook Insurance Group. Certainly some interesting revelations there for some people who have graduated drivers in their home.